When your house has wheels, the weather isn't just about small talk. It can actually be a matter of survival. Today, I want to catch up with you about a story when I was in a storm that almost blew my house away. Welcome to English Coach 3Ts. I'm Teacher Tanya, and I live here in my converted school bus telling you stories about what it's like to be a nomad in clear English so that you can learn in the best way possible with stories. Recently, Tiana and I took a trip up the California, Oregon, and Washington coast, and along the way, we often found places where we could stop and camp right on the ocean. And sometimes that was on a cliff overlooking the ocean. Typically, the view was absolutely beautiful. But the time that I want to tell you about today was the time that it was so windy, my entire house was shaking. Americans love small talk. It's an important part of our culture, and weather is a huge part of small talk. But this isn't small talk. This is the kind of story that I will remember forever. We had finally found a place where we can park, which isn't always easy. Sometimes it's difficult to find a place where you can stay overnight. And we finally found that place, and it was a little windy. We were both outside and commenting on how the wind was more than usual. And I think we even sat here in the bus together for a while together. And finally we went to sleep. And as I was trying to go to sleep, I was thinking, you know, I've watched videos of people who have been in their car or their bus or their van during a storm and how unnerving that was. But I really didn't think much of it. I'm the kind of person who, because I love nature so much, I really enjoy all the different parts of nature, including the storms. I haven't very often, if ever, that I can think of, been scared of a storm. If you would like more help with the words and phrases you see here on the screen for this story, and more than 50 of the stories I've told in the past, you can join my free More English Club. The link is in the description below, and like I said, it's free. I've been in rainstorms and windstorms and snowstorms and dust storms, which they call haboobs in the desert. And I've even been in earthquakes. And I would say that the earthquakes are probably the most unnerving, but they're so fast that by the time you have the chance to feel nervous, it's over with. And all the earthquakes I've been in haven't been very destructive. This particular night, though, even though it probably wasn't more wind than I have experienced when living in a sticks and bricks house, it was windy enough that the bus was starting to rock. So at first I was sort of consoling myself by saying, all right, this is different, but it's just a rocking. I can just enjoy the rocking. Until I looked over at my water jug at the time, and the water in the water jug was going like this. So it was enough rocking that the jug was straight up and down, but the water was going like this and starting to splash like it was there. And for me, that was the moment I was like, all right, okay. This is a little more than anything else I have ever experienced. So I was just trying to keep myself calm, taking some deep breaths. And I have a hatch on the roof of my bus that was originally put there as an emergency escape. And the hatch has a lid or a door, you could say, that started to make this sound. And so I'm watching the water starting to splash. I'm feeling the rocking of the bus, and I'm looking up at the hatch. Dun, 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 dun. I'm like, all right, it's not a big deal. I'm just gonna enjoy this different experience and go to sleep. So I closed my eyes and tried to calm myself down, and I was just starting to drift off to sleep when the wind caught the hatch and nearly ripped it off the bus. The hatch went flying up, which meant there was a huge opening in the ceiling of my bus. So I jumped out of bed and I ran over to the hatch, and I was trying to get a hold of the cover and pull it back down. But if you've ever had an experience like this in the wind, it is not at all like trying to close the hatch when it's just regular weather. So I'm pulling on the hatch and it's flying open, and I'm pulling on the hatch and it's flying open. And Tana is in her van at the time. I don't really know what is happening for her, but she was not here where she could help me. And so when I finally got the hatch closed, I didn't know how I was going to keep it closed, because the wind was continued to howl outside, and I knew that if I let go of it, the wind would just catch it again, and not only would it fly open again, which means that the rain that was starting to come would come into the bus, but I was actually pretty concerned that it was going to rip the hatch off the top of the bus, because when it would fly open, it would use so much force that I was afraid it was going to fly off. And that would have been a big problem, because then I would have a huge hole at the top of my bus for the whole night. So I'm standing up there holding the hatch and trying to think of what to do, when I remembered that I had purchased a bunch of these different colored bungee cords, which I'm really glad I did. But the bungee cords were in the garage. The garage is what I call the area underneath my bed, where I keep things like tools and bungee cords and things I don't use every day. So I had a bungee cord, gratefully, right here on the kitchen counter. So I'm holding the top of the hatch, trying to keep that closed. There actually is a bungee cord that stays up there, and I'm trying to reach for the other bungee cord, and I get the two bungee cords, and I'm trying to find something on the hatch where I can hook the bungee cord and attach it to another something, I didn't know what, to hold it closed long enough to get more bungee cords. Luckily, with the two bungee cords I had within reach, I could kind of connect them together, and I attached it to a nail that was here on the kitchen counter. It was enough to keep it closed, but the wind was pulling on the bungee cord like this, and the hatch was continuing to do the thunk, 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 and getting faster and faster as the wind got stronger and stronger. And I quickly was able to get the bungee cords out from underneath the bed without going outside. Thank goodness. I had not planned on that, but thank goodness I was able to do that. And I can't remember for sure. I have a picture somewhere where I have like five bungee cords together, all different colors, wrapped around on the outside and on the inside of this hatch, because I wanted to hold it down so that I could keep it closed for the night. The good news is that that was a good solution, at least for the short term, that kept the hatch closed long enough that I was able to sleep through the night. Let me just say that in addition to the fact that I was nervous about rain coming into the bus and the hatch being ripped off the top, the other thing that was concerning me was the fact that I was parked right on the edge of this cliff overlooking the ocean that was long ways down. And while logically I knew that the wind was probably not going to blow the bus over the edge of this cliff, nonetheless, this was also another part of that memory that was quite nerve-wracking. Gratefully, I was able to sleep through the night, Tiana and I were both safe and we were able to get on our way. And I haven't had any more experiences like that. And since that time, I have fixed the hatch so that it can stay locked in place. If you want to learn with more stories like this and get extra content like pictures of the places I travel and the things I'm doing, and I'm going to find that picture of that hatch as well, then you will be interested in joining my We Speak Fluency program. And program one starts at just $9 a month. Check out the link below for more information, and I'll see you there. And if you're ready to hear more about some of my travels here in the bus, check out this next story that's not nearly as nerve-wracking. Oh, and you can see the hatch in that story. I'll see you there.